Chapter 4. The Rescue. I ran to my room, Violet continued. Everything seemed horrible. The house, the servants, the Rucastles, even the child. I used my afternoon off to walk into the village and send the telegram. This morning I slipped out of the house while the Rucastles were out. Toller was completely drunk, and Mrs. Toller was in the kitchen garden. She paused and looked at Holmes. I'm so glad to see you here. I know there is something wrong, but I cannot work out what it can be. We shall soon unravel this, Holmes said, rising and pacing up and down the room. Is there a cellar with a strong lock? Why, yes, she said, the wine cellar. You have been a brave and sensible girl. Can you do one more thing before we arrive? I will try. Get Mrs. Toller to go to the cellar for some reason. Close and lock the door. I will do it. Excellent. You are a quite exceptional woman. We shall follow in 40 minutes. The only explanation is that you have been brought to Copper Beeches to impersonate someone. That person must be the daughter, Alice Rucastle. I fear that she is locked in the room which you discovered. How dreadful! But why? Asked Violet. The man in the road, the one you saw, must be her sweetheart, perhaps her fiancé. You were brought there to show that Alice was alive and happy. You even waved him away, which they hoped would be enough to convince him that you no longer wished to see him. But I ask again, why go to such extremes? That, said Holmes, is what we shall find out. 40 minutes later, we arrived at Copper Beeches. Violet Hunter was waiting on the steps as we approached. Have you managed it? Asked Holmes. A loud thudding came from somewhere downstairs. It is Mrs. Toller in the cellar, Violet said. Her husband is snoring on the kitchen rug. Here are his keys. You have done well indeed, cried Holmes with enthusiasm. Now lead us to the room. We went up the stairs, unlocked the door, and walked down the passage. We came to the padlocked door. Try your shoulder against it, Watson, said Holmes. The door gave way easily, and together we entered the room. It was empty. All we saw was a simple bed, a small table, and a basket of clothes. Look, said Violet. Above, in the ceiling, was a skylight. It was open. The prisoner was gone. With my help, Holmes made his way up through the skylight. Yes, he called. There is a ladder over there. He dropped back into the room. Somebody's coming, he whispered. Watson, have your pistol ready. A fat, burly man appeared in the doorway with a heavy stick in his hand. Violet screamed and held on to my arm. Holmes strode up to him. You villain, where is your daughter? Rucastle's eyes were wide. He looked round and then saw the open skylight. It is for you to tell me that, you thieves. Just wait, he ran off down the passage. He's gone for the hound, cried Violet. I have my revolver, I said. We rushed along the passage and down the stairs. We reached the hall. Suddenly we heard a dreadful barking noise. Then there was a scream of agony. An old man with a red face and shaking limbs staggered into the room. It was Toller. My God, he cried. Someone has loosed the dog. It has not been fed for 2 days. Quick, or it will be too late. We rushed out around the side of the house. There we saw the huge hungry brute, its black muzzle buried in Rucastle's throat. The man writhed and screamed on the ground. Pistol in hand, I ran closer and blew out its brains. As it fell over, its teeth were still locked into the flesh of Rucastle's neck. The facts of the case were finally put together from Toller and his wife. Holmes explained on the train back to London. Alice Rucastle had money of her own, but was happy to let her father handle her affairs. All was well, until Alice fell in love with a naval officer. Rucastle knew that if she married, he would lose Alice's money. So he locked her in the East Wing and employed Violet to get rid of him. Exactly. An extreme plan. But Rucastle is an extreme man, with a cruel temper like his son. But the seaman did not go away. He too worked out what was going on. He bribed Mrs. Toller and gave old Mr. Toller as much rum as he could drink. Then he brought the ladder and rescued the maiden, just like in the fairy tale. Exactly, Watson. And it was good to be on hand when Rucastle returned. Who can tell what he would have done to Miss Hunter when he found that Alice had gone? Rucastle lived, but he was from then on a sick man, kept alive by his devoted, sad wife. Alice Rucastle and her sailor were married. Violet Hunter is now the head of a school in Walsall, where I believe she has made a most successful career.